Yep.
The call to meeting to order. Can we stand for the pledge, please? I'll ask Kelly to lead us in a pledge.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. Everyone had a chance to read their minutes from last month's meeting? Are there any corrections or deletions as written? If not, I'll entertain a motion to accept them.
Make a motion to accept them.
Irving?
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson McCout?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
I abstain.
Councilperson Brayat?
Yes.
Okay, carried. Thank you. Nothing in the highway, so I guess, Art, you're up. Library.
Well, we're still open full-time, so all regular hours, and we're pretty much watching what goes on at Moore's Elementary. As long as they're open, we do plan to stay open, and unless we come up with problems of our own, so far it's going well. So people can still come in and browse. We have set about a 20-minute time limit to browse and pick up a book and, you know, videos, whatever they may want. We're still not allowing that they can stay and use the computers. We're not doing that because of the problem. But otherwise, we're open and, you know, ready for that. We also put on our Facebook that if you know of any, especially older people that are having trouble registering to get vaccinated, they can call the library and the librarian can do it on her computer and able to work things out. So think of the library if you know somebody that's desperate to get their vaccine registered to do that, and we'll do our best to help. Can't promise, but we'll do everything we can to help.
You know? Okay.
Would they be able to do it over the phone?
They can do it over the phone if they give their doctor, but whatever information they ask for, they'll ask for like your doctor, your insurance and stuff. But it can be done over the phone. And then if they need the ticket, we can print the ticket. They can drop by, pick it up. That sort of thing. It also, we could email the ticket to them. Scan it and email it to them if that would work too. We're thinking much of it could be done over the phone. All they have to do is provide the information and the librarian will enter it in the computer and they can come up and pick up the ticket or however they want to get the ticket for the vaccination.
So, thank you.
And we also, if you recall, a year ago we hired Roger Bodine from Shades E to do all our shelving, and we found out we needed more shelving, and we did have the funds, and he just delivered about 2 weeks ago the last one. So our shelving is complete. The librarian is now going to spend the next couple months taking stuff off the old shelf, putting them on these also. So I'm guessing somewhere around April or so, the library is going to be looking real sharp. We'll have all the new shelving the way we wanted it, and she should have it organized the way that she wants that. December, the librarian got an email saying, are you tax deductible? And so she answered the email, she said yes. And about a week later, $1,000 showed up in our PayPal account. So, and it's somebody from California, must have been looking, I'm assuming a tax deduction. And it was a Tim and Lisa Lanning. Don't know, never heard of them, but they donated $1,000 to the library.
Good.
A real nice surprise.
Yeah.
They're very nice. And the last thing, is that we're very thankful for the town for clearing the snow. We've had plenty. And they've done a very good job. And we're very pleased with that. Last week's storm, because I know that the first two or three storms, I think the first storm it was the sidewalk person that did the back sidewalk. Mm-hmm. And then I think like the second and third storm, it looked like a bigger vehicle. And I don't think it was the sidewalk, but they cleared the back, you know, sidewalk very nicely. Mm-hmm. And then this last storm, nobody cleared the back sidewalk. Mm-hmm. And we were opening the next day, and I don't mind shoveling. I enjoyed it, and I have time, so I didn't mind. I was donating time, but I realized it was going to take me another 3-4 hours.
Yeah.
And so at that point, I knew the town was busy, so I just went over to Wayne, and he 5 minutes he sent somebody over, and 10 minutes everything was cleared out. And I donate my time, so it's really my intention to donate that. I want to donate, you know, whatever that was for doing that. And it was nice. It saved me. It saved me.
The organizer has not yet started those meetings. This call will be disconnected.
Thank
Please
you.
Dial in again.
Okay, thank you, Art.
Yeah.
Okay, dog control. Got the dog patrol report. Looks like they had 3 calls for the month of January. Yeah, pretty much it on the dog patrol. Beautification.
No.
I got a message from Leonard Breen, the guy in charge of the cemeteries, and he informed me that we've been approved to put the new fence over at the cemetery. I'm going to check into it and see if they can. It's like $18,000 then. I guess they're going. And he said it would be hard to cancel it now, but I want to see if they got some nice, you know, fancier fence to put in the front of there and get rid of that old rusty stuff that's falling down. And I mean, they're going to pay for it, so. So I'm going to check and see what kind of fence we can get. Yeah, they approved the fence there, and they approved 3 mowers and 2 trimmers to buy, and then to take care of the road over at the one on the La Valley Road. The main road going in is the tire tracks are pretty deep, and some cars are bottoming out, so they give us the money to fix that also. So, but we gotta fix it first, and then they're going to reimburse us, which is not a problem.
On the fence over there, you know that it goes like this in these poles that are there. Somehow or another, Mike Reeves always thought that they were very old and might have some value.
Uh-huh.
So maybe you need to save those.
Yeah.
And put a money bay or whatever. But
right.
He always felt that they were very expensive. That they were old and whatever.
Right.
I'm just saying, don't throw everything away.
Right. Yeah.
Because
we can always sell them. No.
I'm just.
Okay. All right. Sure.
Just a thought.
Okay. Good. Good to know. Okay. All righty. Fire department. We got the fire department report from Todd Gumlaw, the fire chief. They had a total of 12 calls for the month of January. 8 in the town, 4 mutual aids, 2 house fires, 2 motor vehicle accidents, 2 chimney fires, 1 standby, 1 medical assist, 1 electrical fire, and 2 trees down, and 1 fire alarm going off. Again, it was submitted by Todd Gumlaw, the fire chief. EMS, I did not get their report yet this year. I do have the report for the Morristown Court. For the month of December, between the two judges, they took in $5,156. Of that, $3,615 went to the state, and $1,541 went to the town of Moores. And that was it. The county didn't get none. And okay. Code enforcement, got nothing on that. Cemeteries, we just did. Mr. Assessor.
So, do I have a resolution that enable me to remove deceased people from the rolls and a whole bunch of things? Our secretary has it right there.
Did you want to read it?
I would love to read it. Is it in English?
Yes.
Resolution. (clears throat) 1-7-2021, real property tax for senior citizen and disabled exemptions. The gist of the first one is, if you filed last year, you don't have to worry because of COVID-19, you don't have to come in. This takes care of all the seniors. A lot of seniors do not like to go out at night or the daytime. Second one, renewal applications will be required or in order to, and the same thing. If you did last year, you don't have to. The only reason why you might want to come in is if you get a better exemption. If you made less money than last year, come in and see this year, please. The limit is $34,399. If you made under that, you're entitled to a 50% reduction on your land tax. So it pertains to land tax. And reason that it's eligible property has since a taxable status date, so it still has to be done by, I can add another owner to the deed, so that sold the property is now deceased, to any absence of any required renewal application is because of the COVID. In other words, our governor has deemed us nice guy. He's not going to make everybody come in. They're not feeling up to it on that. And it was the it was passed, correct?
We're going to vote on it.
Yeah.
They're going to vote on it now. Okay. It just enables me to do my job and remove the exemptions of people who are
passed away. Resolution.
And if you want to put another name on the deed, it's nothing that's going to cost you any money. Now, speaking of money, the state sent me down a wish list for what they would like to see the properties at. Hang on to your hats. Unbelievable. But it all dates back to the sale of properties. I had sales in there that sold for over $50,000 of assessed value. And that's what taxable is based on, the sales of the property. The town board, supervisor, decided we're not going to raise the taxes. All the exemptions will remain in place for this year. But next year, different story. If I don't come up to their standards, people will lose part of their exemptions, mainly us old people.
Yeah, but how much, you know, they take it away on one end and then they get it back on the other, so, you know, if you don't have to pay high taxes, well, you don't get as much back either.
You don't get as much back. But here's the thing, but then you won't get that second check. You know, the second check they sent out? You get a second check usually if we're under the 2% cap for raising.
Right.
So the only thing I've done this year is new construction and anything that they get a building permit for, which is numerous. People are going crazy with the stimulus money about building stuff, which is good for the town.
It is, but I just can't understand the price of lumber and everything, why people are building now.
Tripled. Price of lumber has tripled on that. But outside of that, everything's the same. I was hoping maybe the supervisor could speak to the county director of real property service, come up and give a one-on-one session to everybody who attends the board meetings of why they want to raise the taxes.
She's supposed to let me know once she gets her thing from the state.
Yeah, that should be coming up very soon because we had that thing They wanted a resolution that tells them that, or a note that says, I'm not raising the taxes. But that comes from the board.
We're not asking to make a motion to do that.
So, but that's it. So in other words, we're going to be on a yes list for the state.
I could care less. Always on somebody's shit list, so.
Somebody's going to be on that list.
Might as well be there too. Might as well be there still.
That's all I had to report. If anybody, remember anybody who was a veteran or 65? Come and see me. If you're 65 or older, come and see me. And I'll get you on an exemption for next year's tax. Which amounts to quite a bit of money. I've seen you in here, it's about $68,000 and change, which is good.
Yeah.
It's more than double the $30,000 you paid off in the basic. That's it.
Thank you, Larry.
You're more than welcome.
I make a motion to accept the resolution 17-2021 as it was read.
Okay, I'll second it.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson LaCow?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carried. Thank you. Is that all? Is that it?
I have the court one.
Yeah, let's do it.
Resolution acknowledging examination of court records, where Section 2019A of the Uniform Justice Court Act requires that the town justices annually provide their court records and/or dockets to their respective town and/or village auditing boards. And whereas at the town, at the Morristown Board meeting on Tuesday, February 9, 2021, the town court records and financial statement for the Mount Morristown Court were presented to the board, where they were
We really don't have them though, do we?
Audibly.
I think I read the wrong one first. All right. Resolution to, for examination of the court records. So be it hereby resolved that as per Section 2019A of the Uniform Justice Court Act, the town of Moore's justices shall annually provide to the town board their court records and/or dockets for an audit. So that's a notice to examine. I think they're on the desk.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, so we'll pull them out after.
And then we can do the acceptance.
Yep.
If someone wants to motion that.
Okay, yeah, I'll make a motion that we.
I'll second it.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson LaCow?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carried. Okay. Thank you. All right, old business. Anything under old business? That's the only thing under old business. Last month, we talked about going out to bid for a pickup truck. Chris got some bids, but they're all, nothing local on them, so I'd like to give the local dealers a chance to bid on this also. I mean, it's gotta be bid state contract, which they can, local ones can also do. So I'd like to adjourn it to, so we can put it in the paper to have locals spec out a new pickup truck. What's your guys' feelings on that?
We're gonna go with a one ton?
Yeah, that's what we had before.
That's what we had, yeah.
Yeah, and replace what, the one that burnt.
As long as they meet state contract.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the last one came from Parker's.
Yeah, I think the biggest problem they have locally is they have an inventory.
Is getting them.
The inventory, so.
Yeah.
I mean, if we put them out dead,
Well, you're gonna be talking another month.
Time to have it ordered and get it to come in for when you want it, so.
Right. Yeah.
Who's the state contractor? Dodge, Ford, Chevy, we don't know.
No, don't know. I mean, they're all should be state contracts. They all should be on state contracts.
Well, I see there's more Dodge.
Right, yeah. I think only one Chevy in there. They're all Dodges.
Do you need a motion to put out the?
Yeah.
I think a motion to advertise the paper.
I'll second.
Okay. Chris had a motion, Irving second, to put in the paper for local bids.
Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson LaCow?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bolris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Yes.
Okay, carried. Thank you. Anything else under old business?
Got one thing.
Okay.
How's that IT service going that we, is it all hooked up?
I don't think it's not all hooked up. Next, this week, they're supposed to do it Thursday, the 12th thing. They're supposed to be hooking it up. Yeah.
They've been really good though. We have a remote like access to them. And so anytime there's an issue, we put in our own ticket and they fix it pretty much right away.
I know Renee had issues with hers. They closed out her bank for January.
Yeah, they've done a few things to mine.
Yeah.
So far it's working out really well.
Good, so good. Good deal. Okay. Thank you, Randy. New business. I got an email from Troy Trombley from NYSEG. Dear Supervisor Menard, I am reaching out to see if you would like to discuss the potential of converting the Moore's existing 106 street lights to LEDs. NYSEG has a strong program that will save the municipality energy costs moving forward. In order to convert, a municipality would have to pay for the value of the existing lights, which should be $4,765. In return, NYSEG will convert all 106 LED lights, all 106 lights to LED, which will result in approximately an $8,282 savings per year, about a 6-month payback. If you would like to hear more on the details, feel free to give me a call. So I did call him, and what he's telling me is that they have two different lights. They have a 3,000 Kelvin, which is a softer light, and then they have a 4,000 Kelvin, which is a brighter light. He said it would take 6 to 8 weeks to order the lights. He said, so it would probably be middle of summer at the earliest to get this done. But we don't have to pay for the lights till they're all installed. So once I'm figuring, late summer, early fall is when they're probably going to be done. But they're trying to get every town to switch them over to LEDs. They're a lot cheaper to maintain.
Mm-hmm.
So. And it would cost us $47.65 up front, but.
Can we get any state heat on that? Because we're going more energy efficient?
Not that I know of anyways, no. No, but I mean, it's got a, supposedly a pretty good payback. You invest 4,000 and you get 8,000 within a year. So you double your money.
I think that could tie in with what you wanted to present.
There is a grant available if you guys sign up with us with your town buildings, the solar farms. You have a grant available to you through NYSERDA to get those LED lights for free. Basically, they're going to give $5,000 to a town after we sign up 10 residents. After you sign up everything, you fill out the form, you send it in, we do all your advertising for you, and you guys, within a month or so, will have the money.
And it's about 10% savings on the
it
electric?
It is now, yes.
10% now?
Yep. And we don't do separate billing. Everything's on NYSEG.
Oh, really? That's
yep.
good. That's
it
great.
It makes things a lot better.
To me, that was a big kicker on my side of it, was having to pay two bills.
Yeah, it's not anymore. It's all NYSEG.
All on one.
So it just goes on the NYSEG bill. You pay NYSEG like you normally would.
Is that the same program the fire department signed up for?
Yes.
In the library, I believe?
Yep, and we also donate $100 per account. That's more than $50. If somebody wants to sign up a residence, they have the option to give $100 to a clean energy partner like the library or the fire department or the town, and get a $50 Visa gift card too. And some people do that. So we'll just automatically send the $50 to whoever they want to go to, and then they get a $50 Visa gift card. So some people still vote to do the $100 to the community energy partners too. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Zero cost to the individuals.
Zero cost. No
and a 10%
yep.
on your electric.
Yeah, and no contracts.
No contract.
No.
All sign up.
Yep. It's good.
If we get our legs for free.
You're the one that had the dog, right?
I got what? The dog. I didn't see no dog.
Okay, so if we sign up, if the municipality signs up, then we get a grant for $5,000 to buy streetlights.
Yep, you guys have to fill out the stuff. I mean, I can bring the application in and explain it, how it goes, if you need me to. But basically, you guys sign up, and then I get the 10 people, 10 residences to sign up. I send you their names, addresses, phone numbers, and then you send that back to NYSERDA. So your application already has to be into NYSERDA after you guys sign the town stuff up. And then as soon as I get 10 residences to sign up, I give you guys all that information, you send it back, and you'll get a check.
Sounds like a win-win.
Sounds good to me.
It works really good for people in the towns.
Yeah, we have 106 lights.
Yep.
And we have to buy each light from NYSERDA.
Apparently, that's what it's saying, and that those 106 lights cost $4,700.
For all the lights?
For all the lights. For every one of them, yep.
Oh, okay. I thought it was more than that a couple of years ago.
Well, I think they're probably giving you at a bargain because they're doing them all, I'm thinking. I don't know. Yeah. It's a program. It's a special they're running.
Because I know when I went down to New York City, they were substantially more. I think they're not a plaster than theirs.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the ones we got here were over $100, $120, I want to say, $130. You know, so, yeah. So, I don't know, I'll entertain a motion to sign up for the...
I'll make a motion to sign up to...
Okay, and we'll get the paperwork started and get...
Hopefully all I need, like, tomorrow I'll be calling it all IDs, and that's it. All I need.
Okay.
So it's pretty easy.
Okay. All right.
It's painless.
I'll let Renee know that you're going to call.
I don't need fingerprints or social security numbers or anything call like that. So.
Okay.
Councilperson Paris.
Do we get a second?
Yeah, Randy.
No, that's all right. Councilperson LeCount?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Bulris?
Yes.
Councilperson Rayat?
Yes.
Okay. Carrie, thank you. Okay, so we'll get the ball rolling on that, and hopefully by the end of the summer, early fall, we'll have some new LED lights out there. And our light bill's gonna be cheaper.
At no expense to the town. Right?
What's that?
At no expense to the town.
Right, at no expense.
What brightness are you on, man?
I would go with the brighter ones. I mean, some people, he said some people don't like the brighter ones, especially in the village part of it, that they go with the softer ones, but I don't know, I don't think you can have too bright at night, you know, so you can see. And I know when them two lights were out down in the corner, down in that corner was dark.
Well, they have to shine in people's houses, it probably is too bright, you know.
Yeah. And I wonder if they would put up some lights in different locations. I know I have some people that were asking me about some lights on some corners where you turn, where like off, if you're on the top of just west of Horse Forks, where you go on to the Pepper Hill Road, it's pretty dark right there to make that turn. And it's really easy to miss in the dark unless you know it's there.
Yeah, it's something we can check into, see if they got a program where they can, you know, put more in. You know, you'd have to extend the district out.
Yeah.
Yeah, something we can check on.
The district goes out.
I can check with this guy and see.
I think originally, Jeff, they had brighter lights. It was 5,000 and 3,000. The 5,000 they were doing on the main roads, and the 3,000 they were doing in residential when they first introduced the program.
I'll check with them and see if we can, you know, like in the village or, you know, where there's more houses, you can go with the softer one, and then out in the
intersections, you go with brighter lights.
Brighter ones, yeah.
I would think, yeah.
That's how they recommend it.
Right, or if we just got to pick one or the other, I don't know. I'll have to check with them and see. I got to call them back and let them know anyway, so I'll check with them and see.
And hopefully they can fix some of the lights that have been out.
They've been reported a few times. You know, So, but yeah, other than, I don't know if that's why they're not, if they're waiting to put new ones in.
Yeah, they're waiting for this to get them all.
Sure, they don't want the expense of fixing them when, because that's their responsibility. We just paid electric on it, so. Okay, and the other, the only thing I had under new business was, everybody got a copy of the Department of Transportation, Declaration of Emergency? That's something that we want to get into, or something we should wait till the superintendent gets here, or? What's everybody's feeling on it?
I definitely think there's some concerns in this report right here that we got, and Chris was here earlier, made some valid points. I'd like to wait until next month till he comes. I can ask his, because he's the man on it.
Yeah. He's the one that's gotta deal with it, so. What it is if it's, we have a huge, big storm, we have a right to borrow some of their equipment, and same thing, if they need some of our equipment, you know, we loan it to them, and if we borrow theirs and break it, we gotta pay for it. If they borrow ours and break it, they gotta pay for it. So, it's just kind of a shared, if, you know, if something goes down, we get a couple trucks go down, you know, supposedly they'll lend us one, or if they got a couple of trucks going down, if we got an extra one, I mean, we don't have to. If we need them to do our roads, we keep them. I mean, it's something we don't have to do. If we have extras, that's fine.
Now, what's the $25,000?
How do they determine that? If you borrow the truck, how do you, or?
Right, that I don't know. It's, you put down, you can choose what you want, if you want materials, if you want vehicles, or if you want, just services, materials, or equipment, you check, you know, and I guess once you get close to $25,000, then you gotta give it back, or it shuts off. I don't know, that part, I don't know how they come up with the, it says to be determined the amount, so.
Yeah.
Who comes up with the amount, the other thing, you know? So, but yeah, you can, I'll see if I can get some clarity on it before the next meeting.
This is just for the state road, Route 11, Route 22?
No, it's any road. Any roads that we plow and service, yes. Yep. Say you get another flood this summer, and, you know, we need some trucks to haul in rocks and dam it up or whatever. But, yeah, we can talk about that next month when Chris is here. Anything else under new business?
I have the resolution for the CDBG grant participation for Friends of New North Country.
Okay.
Do you want me to read it?
Yep, please.
I hereby certify at a regular meeting of the Town Board of the Town of Moores, a municipality with offices at 2508 Route 11, Moores, New York, 12958, duly called, a quorum being present, and held at the Town of Moores office in the Town of Moores, the following resolution was duly adopted and is now in full force and effect. Whereas this Town Board hereby authorizes the town's participation in the Community Development Block Grant Program administered by the New York State Homes and Community Renewal. Now therefore be it resolved that Friends of the North Country, a 501c3 not-for-profit corporation, is hereby authorized to assist the town to prepare and submit an application to the New York State Homes and Community Renewal for the purposes of community development within the town's jurisdiction. And be it further resolved that this Town Board does hereby adopt the abbreviated consolidation plan, the citizen participation plan, and anti-displacement plan for the purposes of the CDBG application and program. And be it further resolved that a copy of the abbreviated consolidation plan, citizen participation plan, and anti-displacement plan be retained at the town office by the town clerk of the Town of Moores, and be it further resolved that the town supervisor is hereby authorized to sign and execute associated documentation for the aforementioned New York State Home and Community Renewal CDBG application.
Okay, thank you. All right, so I'll make a motion that we go ahead with this program with Friends of North Country.
I'll second it.
Okay.
Okay. Councilperson Paris?
Yes.
Councilperson LaCount?
Yes.
Supervisor Menard?
Yes.
Councilperson Boris?
Yes.
Councilperson Bryant?
Abstain.
Okay, carried. Anything else under new business? No? Nothing? Okay, public comment.
I just have a suggestion in regards to the truck that you're looking at buying. There's a federal program that municipalities can sign up for and get a voucher. It's a discount program through a federal organization called the National Benefits Program. So you go through them and you get dealer pricing, so you can still go to a local dealership, and you get a voucher through them to get lower than MSRP, and all of the transfer charges and filing fees are waived through this federal program, and it's for municipalities and cities.
Okay, all right. Yeah, you got
it. And then you can still, you're still buying from a local dealership.
Right.
And they're still making the sale, but you get a discounted rate through this federal program.
Okay, yeah, yeah. If you want to give me that information, I would definitely check into it.
Sure.
Thank you. Anything else? Jim?
I can put in record that I think the town crew did one good job and has put a half a snow up. The roads were cleared and kept cleared and sanded.
Yep,
they did. They put in some long hours, but it still did a very good job.
Yep, and from what I understand, we had zero complaints. So that's another good thing. So no, it went well. They were on top of everything. They did a good job. I'm sure they were tired when they were done, but they did a hell of a job. For sure. Thank you, Jim. Anything else?
Just regarding the lights, about the brightness, something to take into consideration when it comes to LEDs is not so much the brightness, is that it's the width of LEDs will project light further at the same rate. So it's a lot of the same. It's just not the density of the light where it is. It will spread further. So if you're worried about just the brightness, it's not really a fair comparison compared to a condensed bulb to an LED bulb. So if you go with a lighter bulb, it still will spread light much further. So if you're worried about people's homes and stuff, something to consider. If you just think the brighter bulbs are better, you might actually light it up into their living room. Something to think about.
Okay. Anything else? Okay. I'll entertain a motion to close.
I'll make a motion.
Chris?
Second.
Don, second. All in favor?
All right.
Okay. Gary? Oh, yeah, we gotta get our court documents. Grab them.